This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It wasn't all that long ago that a gluten-free diet was what you ate if you had actual allergies. People with celiac disease, for whom a bit of gluten can spell all sorts of unpleasant problems that I'm just not going to get into here. But gluten-free has become the new thing, food sensitivities or not. So, of course, restaurants are jumping on board as fast as they can. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story for us.
Fresh Brothers Pizza in Southern California has been serving gluten-free pizza since 2008, when Adam Goldberg started the business with his wife, Debbie.
It's funny, when we first started offering the gluten-free menu, people were like, well, what's gluten?
And for those of you wondering the same thing, gluten is a protein found in wheat and other grains. So eating gluten-free means no flour, no regular crust. An idea, Adam says, that strikes some pizza fans as a little off.
They just can't comprehend the concept of a pizza not having flour in it.
But flourless pizza is, every day, a little less incomprehensible, even when it costs a few bucks more than regular pizza.
Since 2008, we've seen gluten-free sales literally grow on a weekly to monthly basis.
And more restaurants are catching on. Going gluten-free is going mainstream. Domino's has a gluten-free pizza. Dunkin' Donuts is testing gluten-free baked goods. Joy DeBow is the director of nutrition at the National Restaurant Association.
What we've seen from a trend perspective is that, if you will, some Hollywood stars had decided to cut gluten or even wheat out of their diet, and they've lost weight, and now it's kind of become a buzz as a way to lose weight.
The gluten-free diet is hot. On the list of top restaurant trends, gluten-free items is number one with the fast food industry.
You know, people are now equating gluten-free to being nutritious. And I'm a registered dietitian, and I do not advocate for a gluten-free diet unless you have a reason to be on that diet.
But DuBose's advice doesn't seem to be stopping much of anyone. Harry Balzer is chief industry analyst at NPD Group, a consumer research firm.
In our latest data, which would take us up through the end of January, we'd have 30% of all adults saying they're trying to cut out or remove gluten from their diet.
That's one in three of us. Now, Balzer stresses that doesn't mean that all those people are actually eating gluten-free.
It's just that the interest in this has been growing.
All that flirting with gluten-free makes it attractive for restaurants. But it can be a bit of a rub for people like Amy Phillips, who has celiac disease and has to avoid gluten for medical reasons. She's eating a gluten-free pizza at Fresh Brothers.
So it's mostly a blessing that it's become a little more popular.
More trendy means more choices. But not everyone takes it quite as seriously as this pizza shop does. And Amy says when she tells waiters at some other restaurants that she has to eat gluten-free, she can sense skepticism.
Sometimes you can tell they think it's kind of like a no-carb diet, or it's a little bit more than a trend. And I have to really stress I'm very allergic.
Domino's gluten-free pizza, for example, is for the trend followers, not Amy. The company makes clear that people with celiac disease not chow down. They're cashing in on the fad rather than any allergy need. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
There are more diets and trends out there than you can shake a stick at. Gluten-free, of course, is just one of them. Tell us which one you swear by and see what our listener poll says. It's at marketplace.org.